Just some thoughts out of Psalm 32, verses 10 and 11 this morning. I'll be reading a couple other passages related to this as well. There we go. That passage reads like this. It says, "Many are the sorrows of the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord, loving kindness shall surround him." And it goes on and it says, "Because of that, be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous ones. And shout for joy, all you who are upright in heart." Clearly there is a promise given to God's people in this verse, here in Psalm 32. And it's this, "And he who trusts in the Lord will be surrounded by his loving kindness." Many of us, when we read this, think of God's protection. We are in his hands, and he watches over us, and he protects us. And this is true. This is absolutely true. But the Hebrew word here, translated surround, means much more than that. The Hebrew word is savav, S-A-V-A-V. That's how you transliterate it into the English. And tied to the meaning of this word is this kind of an image. The Hebrew words, you can, they're very image-oriented. They're very picture-oriented. And this word savah has this kind of image involved with it, which actually enriches for us as Christians what the surrounding of the Lord means to us. It's the image of a house or a tent that is slowly being circled by something over and over and over again. It is a very active image. It's not like just a fence, but it's something that's moving, and it surrounds us continually. It's an image that is full of movement. Applying this Hebrew idea of surround to this verse, we see that David is giving us a very active picture of God's loving kindness. His loving kindness is on the move and is continuously circling around us who are righteous. For those who trust in Yahweh, he is constantly moving around and around their lives and is continually busy protecting them. He is continually busy defending them. He is continually busy caring for them, guiding them, directing them. This is how God surrounds his people in all circumstances as well. This is how God is involved in our lives when things are going easy and when things are not going so well. And note what I said here. This is how God is involved in our lives when things are going easy and when things are not going so well. God surrounds us with his loving kindness, therefore does not guarantee that things will not be difficult, that things will not be hard. In our scripture reading this morning, we read these words, "The Lord kills and makes alive. He brings down to Sheol and raises up. The Lord makes poor and rich. He brings low, he also exalts. He raises the poor from the dust, he lifts the needy from the ash heap, to make them sit with nobles and inherit the seat of honor. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he set the world on them. He keeps the feet of his godly ones, but the wicked ones are silent in darkness. For not by might shall a man prevail." He keeps the feet of his godly ones in all circumstances. That God surrounds us doesn't mean that it's going to be easy. That God surrounds us with his loving kindness does not mean that things are going to always go well from our perspective. Right? But what we see here in this psalm, that God surrounds us, he's actively surrounding us and blessing us and taking care of us and defending us and protecting us. And in that great day, one day, that in fact we will see the fullness of that. But we can experience it daily as individuals. We can experience it as a church that God is surrounding us on a daily basis. It is a promise that in whatever circumstances we find ourselves in, if we trust the Lord, he is actively working, circling you constantly, surrounding you with his dynamic, his moving, his living, loving kindness. And he does this all the time. And he does this not just for individuals, for Jeremy and for David and for Renee, but he does this for his whole church. See, God surrounds his people. Remember, we are the bride of Christ. And he's not done with us yet. And he puts the church universal in the world through some difficult times. And we look at the history of the church and we go, what a mess sometimes. And even now, what a mess. And yet, the Bible tells us that God surrounds us and that he's active and he's moving. So it's not just for me as individuals, but it's the big picture of what God is doing. And you know what that means? That means it includes us here at Providence Church as a local body. God surrounds us. He's not done with us yet. His loving kindness still is pursuing us day after day. We need to remember that. Because of this, as verse 11 tells us, we have great reason to be glad in the Lord and to rejoice in Him. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice. Your righteous one, shout for joy. All you who are upright in heart, trust in Him. Possibly you've forgotten how God surrounds you, and He does. I want to remind you of that this morning. Individually, don't forget that through the week. Providence Church, with all that we go through and the things we discuss and the growth of pains that we've gone through over the last 15, 20 years, it's all happening because God's loving kindness surrounds us. And we need to trust Him with this. So let's pray and confess our sins, knowing that God surrounds us with His loving kindness and He cares for us. Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning that your loving kindness has surrounded us as individuals and you are actively working in our lives. We pray as individuals we might be those who would trust you more, and we pray that you would forgive us for not trusting you with your loving kindness. Lord, we thank you that your loving kindness surrounds us here at Providence Church. But sometimes we get so distracted by some of the things that go on here and some of the difficulties we struggle with, and we dare never forget that you are actively surrounding us and moving and working by your Holy Spirit to do good things. And we look at the church and we see how lame it seems to be at times, and yet your word tells us that you surround your body, that you are perfecting your bride. Your covenant people one day will come to you fully sanctified. So we rejoice in that this morning. Forgive us for not remembering these things, not trusting you and not living this way, God. And Father, thank you for surrounding us this morning in a special way as we've had the privilege once again to come here and worship and to enter your presence. Lord, we've confessed our sins and we thank you now that in Christ we know without a doubt and with all certainty that you have forgiven us and cleansed us from all of our unrighteousness and welcome us to your table. And we look forward to that. In Christ's name, amen. Amen.